Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
And welcome back to the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast here on DK Sports Radio. I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Dale Lolly, my friend and co-host. Dale, James Conner is gone. He's off to the Arizona Cardinals. He's gone in free agency like we knew he would be. And once again, Dale, it becomes plainly obvious that the Steelers' plans this offseason is going to be to get a high-powered, top-tier running back to boost their roster.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, if people didn't think that was the case before, this should just drive that point home. There are no fallback plans here at this point. I mean, if you look at the other options that are out there in terms of veterans, there just aren't any. It's barren right now. You got to go get one in the draft.
It seems clear to me. It seems so clear to me. And first of all, Dale, you and I pointed this out before the draft process even really started. It was like, you know, once our Rooney said it, it was just like, okay, they're going to do something serious here. But I look at this roster, and you know, it's obvious with Benny Snell, Jalen Samuels, Kalen Ballage, you know, Anthony McFarland. There's nobody they're gonna trust there, and like you said, there's nobody on you know, the one thing that if for the don't draft a running back early crowd that seems to be really strong still in Steelers Twitter. The one thing that if you were going to hope for that to change, for that to not happen, you're going to hope that James Conner returned. And that just wasn't happening, despite how good of a story he is coming from Erie, playing for Pitt, and then playing for the Steelers, and you know, and him beating cancer. And he's an amazing story. But at the end of the day, amazing stories don't just win football games.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you start looking at what's remaining out there, it's Todd Gurley. You know, people have been, well, they need to go sign Adrian Peterson. He's 36, folks.
He's 36.
36. Frank Gore, you know, the only guy that is still out there that would even slightly interest me would be Wayne Gallman. And I'm not even a huge Wayne Gallman guy.
Yeah.
That's just, he's not a starting running back. That's just get, you know, as a number two guy, there's just no other options out there. You have to draft one of those top three guys. You have to.
That's what it is to me. You wrote it in your talking point. I made it my Carter's Classroom last week. It's clear cut. You need a playmaker at the position. And again, I keep pointing this out because people say, well, you know, a running back isn't going to solve all your problems because you still need a better offensive line. Look, when this team had a – when Le'Veon Bell was the running back, there were days where the Steelers' offensive line wasn't kicking butt all the time.
Let me ask you this for the people who say that. How many of the Steelers offensive linemen from the 70s are in the Hall of Fame? One.
Yep.
One. They now they had some good players. This is not to discount what those guys did, but they had one Hall of Famer offensive lineman on that team. They had a Hall of Fame running back. They had another back who was a 1,000-yard back. The running back makes your line better. It raises all boats. I don't know what people don't understand about that. You can take a bad or an average offensive line or below average offensive line and make them look a lot better with a great running back. See Dalvin Cook in Minnesota for examples of that. Look at Tennessee's offensive line is not good.
No.
It's not a good offensive line, but somehow they rushed for 2,000 yards. Derrick Henry went for 2,000 yards last year behind an average offensive line in this league. You don't need to be great, but you need to be just good enough.
But now this is me being them. But Dale, those teams aren't winning Super Bowls right now. That's why you can't invest in the running back position. The Titans aren't going anywhere.
They've qualified for the playoffs the last 2 years, haven't they?
Exactly. And here's the thing with that. What I say to that is that, okay, but what are the Titans' real problems? The Titans' real problem is they didn't have a pass rush. They didn't have a defense that they could count on. And it was they'd occasionally make plays. The Titans' defense in some ways reminds me of how the Steelers were transitioning to the defense that they have now in the mid to early 2010s when they had to shut off the Polamalus, the Woodleys, and that crew. And then they were trying to figure out who was going to be the new nucleus to make their defense. And now they've led the NFL in sacks for 4 straight years. And, the Titans are in that, but that's why the Titans can't consistently win games. You know, they haven't gotten over the top, you know, in the playoffs.
That is some bad. I mean, they've been bad on special teams too.
That too. Exactly. But there's other reasons. But here's the thing. The Steelers have been decent on special teams. They still have given up what, one return touchdown in the past since like 2015, something like that. Something crazy like that.
Don't say that too loud either, because the anti-Danny Smith crowd will be all over you.
Trust me, I know. I fight them off a lot in the Locked On Steelers podcast. They've been coming after Danny for years, and I just ain't having it. But on top of that, I'd say that people look at the way this defense plays. You still have a franchise quarterback in Roethlisberger who knows your offense and can distribute the football. And if you give him a balanced running attack with that running back behind him, that's different than saying, like, you know, if you're a team that's completely rebuilding, like if you're the New York Jets and you take Najee Harris at 2, okay, you're done. That's a different situation. But the Steelers aren't there. They have a nucleus for the future that even when Ben Roethlisberger retires, they've got a lot of young talent on this team and say, hey, there's still something to build around here. And that's why you add a running back, and you're not investing all your future in it when you have an open and easy chance without trading up to get a Justin Fields or someone that you think is a franchise quarterback for the next 10 years.
Well, here's the thing too, Chris, and people need to realize this. There are first round draft picks, and then there are first round draft picks.
Exactly.
Your top 15 picks in a draft are your premium picks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are picks anybody would make any given year.
Unless you're the Raiders. They have their occasional picks. You're like, what?
taking a guy at pick 24 or Terrell Edmonds at pick 28 or things of that nature. Those guys aren't necessarily first round draft picks. They just happen to be taken in the first round, because once you get past those top 15 or so players, those guys can go in any order over the next 50 or 60 picks based on need. And the Steelers need a running back.
Yeah. And I know, like, one thing you and I preach about how Kevin Colbert operates is that oftentimes when he goes through an offseason and he goes through the free agency before the draft, he usually addresses different positions to make it so that he can solidify things and say, okay, we don't have to jump on all these positions in the draft. We can have specific targets. And that's what he's kind of done here. Now, granted, some people say, well, what about, you know, inside linebacker with Vince Williams being gone? It's like, okay, well, that's another target that we think will be there, you know, but that's why they re-signed Cam Sutton so that they could keep their, you know, another starting cornerback. I continue to see that this the plan has been, and like you and I have said, it will be, is to make sure that one of those top backs are there. And again, next year's offense, remember at the beginning of the season when the Steelers were averaging 125 yards on the ground per game, that was a big reason what made the offense so fluid and so successful and kept Ben from having to throw too many passes and eventually start to throw all the interceptions that he threw at the end of the year. If they can get that kind of balance back, Dale, I still see this team as a serious contender in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have more balance on offense. There's no doubt about that. A running back who is a threat makes that offense much better. When you're in third and one and you can actually run the football consistently, that makes a big difference. If you were in, you know, second and five all the time, that makes a huge difference. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's a slam dunk. It's going to happen. The Steelers aren't getting through the first 2 days of the draft without taking a running back. Anybody who thinks differently is just living in the past. again, I'll go back to this, to the numbers that I stated numerous times on the website of the 1,000-yard backs drafted in the NFL since 2000. 67% of them have come in the first two rounds. If you add the third round into that, you're now up to 80%. What don't people understand about that? It's not a waste of time to draft a running back in the first round or in the second round, especially when you don't have a running back. They've thrown third and fourth and fifth round draft picks at this running back room the last 4 years, and they've had one of the worst rushing attacks in the league over the last three seasons. They've been 29th, 30th, and 32nd running the football since they lost Le'Veon Bell, who, by the way, was a second round draft pick. You gotta upgrade that running game, and that's the best way to do it. You can't, you're not gonna overhaul that offensive line in one off season. And Benny Snell, quite frankly, is not an NFL caliber starting running back. He just isn't.
Yeah.
You know, you could have the best offensive line in the league with Benny Snell running behind it. Maybe he gets to 1,000 yards, but it's not a dynamic rushing attack.
No. It wouldn't scare nobody. Now, here's another thought here, Dale, because you talked about drafting on the first 2 days. Now, for those who might not be draft nerds, you know, day two means, you know, the first two rounds, day one, Thursday, is all the first round. Day two is rounds two and three. But Dale, you know, you and I are looking at this draft class. If the Steelers don't pick the running back that they want, you know, in Harris or ATN or Williams in the first round, what happens in the second round? How urgent do you think they should be to trade up to make sure that the guy that they get, because 55 is a long way to wait for that, for those guys to keep falling to you. Do you think that they're going to have to trade up to make sure that they get their guy if they pass them on them in the first round?
I really do, because 55 is going to be too low to make something like that happen. You know, there are too many running back needy teams out there that pick ahead of them. You know, for Atlanta, for example. Atlanta's not taking a running back in the first round with their first pick. They're picking fourth overall. Now, if Atlanta would happen to trade back,
that would
put running back on the table, depending on how far back they go. But Atlanta's going to have the fourth pick of the second round. That's a premium spot for them to take a running back. Again, there's no difference between pick 20 and pick 35 or pick 40 in most drafts. There really isn't, other than the order that those guys are selected. So, you know, if you take that guy at 24, I'm not going to kill them for that. If they have to, but if they pass on the running back in the first round, they're going to have to move up in the second round to ensure that they get one of those top three guys.
I agree with you entirely. That's going to have to be the process here. We will keep you updated with that, and we'll get you more updates as we go along here. We are almost 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, as with this airing on Wednesday. So we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things the Steelers are doing in this offseason, but we'll do that right after this break.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Back here on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast here on DK Sports Radio. I'm Chris Carter. He's Dale Lolly. Remember, subscribe to this show. We are on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're everywhere podcasts are hosted. We do all the things and we cover all the sports here in Pittsburgh. Now, Dale, the Steelers keep signing these low-ranked guys on the defensive line. Abdullah Anderson from the Bears, the guy from Kentucky, TJ Carter, you know, but everybody knows that's not going to do much for what the plans are. But, you know, something that you wrote was about how the Steelers shouldn't have and probably won't have any urgency to address the defensive line in this draft because of, one, the skill that's there, and two, the needs. I mean, they re-signed both Chris Wormley and Tyson Alualu. That's your second wave of interior defensive linemen when you're going to those nickel packages. And to me, I don't think that makes sure it's like, hey, you got other needs in other areas for depth. You're fine there for now, unless you see a guy that you're just like, well, there's no way that guy should be there in the fourth round. We got to take it.
Yeah, and really the only guy that I see who has that kind of potential would be Milton Williams out of Louisiana Tech, and I don't believe that he'll be available. So you just pass on the position this year. It's not a great year for interior defensive linemen. And, you know, teams tell you what they think about things with the moves that they make. It's no coincidence that the Steelers are adding some of these guys who slipped through the cracks last year on the defensive line, because it's such a bad defensive line crop in this year's draft. Daniel Jeremiah called it maybe the worst in the last 10 years, which is really saying something, because in 2017, there was one defensive lineman taken in the first round and one taken in the second round.
Jeez.
Of the draft. That never happens. It's the planet theory. There are only so many, you know, 6'5", 300 pounders walking around the planet who are athletes. And so when those guys are available, they usually get overdrafted a little bit. Well, in 2017, that didn't happen. Actually, it did happen because those guys were overdrafted. Lakin Tomlinson went in the or Dalvin Tomlinson, I should say, went in the second round. Mm-hmm. And the first round guy, Malik McDowell, out of Michigan State, was taken by Seattle, and he wasn't really considered a first round draft pick, but that's where he went. And lo and behold, he was out of the league within 2 years. So, you know, this is a bad draft. Now, you know, if you're a Steelers fan, you should hope that somebody, you know, comes up to get Christian Barmore or something like that because of need. That's where you get yourself into trouble, overdrafting a player because of need. You know, in the previous segment, we're talking about those top three running backs. Those guys all belong in the conversation for those top 45 or so picks.
Right.
That's where they should be drafted. Barmore, to me, is one of the guys in this draft that I look at and say, I could see him going at 25. I could see him going at 55. Mm-hmm. He was a part-time player in Alabama. Right. Now, it's Alabama. If he was at Kentucky, or if he was at, you know, some other smaller, you know, lesser known school, yeah, he would have been a full-time starter.
Right.
But the fact remains that he was not a full-time starter at his own school. You know, I get it. They have a lot of, you know, high-end talent there. But you're making a leap of faith if you're a team that drafts him, that what if he was only playing part-time because that's what he is? He could only give you 25 or 30, you know, strong snaps a game. What's he going to do when he has to play 60? I don't know. Nobody knows because they haven't seen him do it.
Yeah, that's where I look at with just trying to get a guy early this year. I mean, Christian Barmore is one of those guys, but like you need guys who are going to be able to contribute more, you know, more snaps on either side of the ball. And this year, like, you know, like, hey, Milton Williams would be interesting, you know, Tommy Togiai maybe if he falls into the later rounds, but you know,
he was a part-time player,
and he, right. But, and again, that's why, like we said, like, that's why I said the fourth round when I asked you that question, because even the third round, I'm like, there's going to be centers available. There's going to be corners available. There's going to be linebackers, maybe an edge rusher that you want to get to back up your starters. There's going to be all sorts of options available there that you don't need behind these guys. And again, you know, even behind, you know, we talked about Wormley and Alulu. Behind them, you already got Carlos Davis and Isaiah Bugs and now all these little guys that you're signing to fight it out for the last spots on the depth chart.
Don't forget Henry Mondu.
And Henry.
and right, honestly, that's the kind of guys, you know, Henry Mondu is a perfect example of the guys. That's why they're signing these kind of guys, these defensive linemen. You never know when you're going to find that guy who all of a sudden maybe he becomes your sixth lineman and you didn't use any draft capital to get him. You know,
or salary cap, because that's the whole point, is that this isn't hurting you at all.
Right. These guys are guaranteed nothing. It adds competition in your defensive line room without, you know, expending picks on it. And quite frankly, this isn't a year to use draft picks on defensive linemen.
Exactly. And that again, that's why, and you know, are the Steelers fortunate that they have, you know, two stalwart, you know, interior defensive linemen and Tuitt and Hayward to start? Yeah, but that's why you draft when you draft and you make sure you get the right guys. And that's why there's no pressing need to get anybody in the NFL draft at those positions this year, on top of the fact that class, you know, just isn't as strong this year as
weak.
It has been. I mean, yeah, I mean, you look at it like, you know, a year ago when we'd be talking about this, you know, we were talking about, you know, Jalen Twyman being at the top of the class. Well, then he didn't play for a year. And then his pro day was basically him throwing up a lot of bench press reps, but not having really the quickness or explosiveness that you thought with his lower body that he might, you know, portray with the things he did in his junior or his 2019 season. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, a lot of guys like, hey, if one of those guys falls to the fifth or sixth round, or, you know, and you're thinking, hey, you know what, worth a shot at this point, because, you know, versus, you know, getting another tight end that won't be able to get any snaps like Zach Gentry or something like that. But all in all, with all the other Steelers need, this is just one area I don't think they're going to address. And it's an area that, hey, in a year or two, maybe that's something that they do address. And I mean, remember, Javon Hargraves, a third round pick. They can, you know, in future years, they can still get other positions. Like, say you want to get a corner next year or a quarterback, whatever you're doing, you could still get a good defensive lineman in the middle rounds when you actually need to get one that's going to be part of your future plans for this defense.
Yeah. Again, the bottom line, just, you're not doing it this year. The defensive line group is weaker than Cheney's football team.
All right. Them's fighting words, sir. Them is fighting words. You're going to come at the first historically black college and university like we still have a football team. We don't even have one. Dang it.
Yeah, but I saw them play when they still did, and they were awful.
Listen, man, I played in the marching band, and in four years of playing in the marching band, I never saw them win a game. There were two games that I missed, and they won both of them. And the first game after I graduated, I'm listening to the radio, and they won. And I'm like, I don't know what the heck this is. Now, they still lost every other game that year. But, yeah, that's – why you got to do that to me, man? Like, I'm just –
got a pick of the scab.
I'm just
– And, hey, I saw them play in person when they had James Big Cat Williams. And
oh,
they
wow.
Still,
so you went
and
back
they were still
day.
Bad. They were still bad.
Hey, listen.
They were bad. They were historically bad.
Yes.
As opposed to
listen. To further emphasize how bad they are. And if you watch The Waterboy, when Dan Patrick is talking about the fake university that Adam Sandler's attending, there's a list of like fictional schools that they're on of the worst football teams of all time in college football. And Cheney is on that list. Of all these fictional made-up schools, Cheney is on that list. And I'm just like,
and there was nothing fictional about it.
You could have made up all these other names. You made up all these other names, but you threw us in there. That, y'all just ate right. But hey, man, we still love it. But hey, also Big Cat Williams, double alumni here because he went to Alderdice as well. So that's my high school and my college. Check that out. But we're known for other great things. So get out my face, Dale Lolly, with you coming at me about my alma mater. But hey, thanks for listening to the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast here on DK Sports Radio. We hope that you're enjoying the show. If you are, please rate us 5 stars with a positive comment on Apple Podcasts or anywhere that you can rate us. Remember, you can subscribe to us on any of the major podcast platforms. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming this week. I'm giving you some pit talk. DK's got his daily shots. There's all the other things going on. And we will be getting back to you guys here with Lolly and Carter on Saturday with our NFL Draft Podcast.